Welcome back. As I said, that's Herbie Mann. I'm Mark Steiner, and we have with us once again, because it's Wednesday, Anna Walsh, managing editor and eats and drinks editor for the City Paper, and Abdu Ali, who's in the City Paper, DJ, music, and writer, who's back in Beemore. And Anna and Abdu, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hello.
Good to be here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Anna. So, Anna, let me start with you. So let's begin with this City Paper issue, which is music.
Yes, it's our big music issue, and the main question that we focused on this year was, what does local music mean in Baltimore in 2015? So Brennan Soderberg has a nice introductory essay exploring how, you know, a lot of times we think about the distinction of or break up music into like local versus national acts, but how that distinction doesn't really work in Baltimore anymore because we have a bunch of musicians who, you know, like Future Islands or Dan Deacon, who are nationally known but are still very much Baltimore based. And then you also have lots of smaller acts or musicians who might spread, who are located in Baltimore, but, you know, spread their music over the internet or via Instagram, like Comet Dank, who we interview, or people who aren't originally from Baltimore and then relocate here to make music, like with Womb, who's a duo who are originally from Chicago. So it's just sort of taking a look at all of the different relationships that musicians have to Baltimore. And Baynard Woods actually has a really great essay as well about his year of listening to only local
music.
Yes,
we talked to him about that a few months back. Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So he made the mistake of pledging in last year's big music issue that he was only going to listen to Baltimore
right.
music. And if you read the essay, it seems like he regrets it a little bit, but because it really did narrow his musical range that he was allowed to listen to. But he does have a lot of interesting lessons that he gleaned from it.
Well, it says a lot about where Baltimore's music scene is. But I want to come back to that. Be another conversation
yeah.
to have. And so Abdu, and you're back in Baltimore. You fled and came back.
I fled. No, I traveled.
I'm just teasing. I'm just kidding.
I voyaged to New York for a little bit, and I came back. But that was around last fall and winter. I've been back in Baltimore since then. Yeah, and I've been doing me.
So what about the piece you wrote?
Well, the piece I wrote was about why exactly I came back to Baltimore from New York. I talk about, like, how I went there because I guess, like, most people who go to New York, they go there to run away from their homes. And that's what I think. In my opinion, I think a lot of people, what I call are runaways, exist in New York. And I went there, I guess, for superficial reasons and also being a little naive about why I should be there as far as music biz stuff. But I came back because it wasn't for me. And I definitely wanted to write this piece because I think a lot of people, especially from small town or mid-sized cities like Baltimore, feel like they have to go to places like New York, Miami, L.A. in order to make it. And they feel ashamed to and when they do go there, they feel ashamed to be like, no, this is not for me. I actually want to go back home. So they either end up staying there being depressed for the rest of their lives, or they come back and move quietly, and you never know that they actually moved back to their hometown.
Well, I'm glad you're back up to it.
Hold on, let me also say, every place is not Baltimore City. If I lived in dumb Ohio,
no.
I would definitely not stay there, you know? So, and that's another point I wanted to make in the article, is how special Baltimore is and how...
Right.
How honored and appreciative I am to be from the city and doing what I do.
So Anna, tell me what in this issue grabbed you didn't think about, that you didn't expect or didn't know, music-wise.
Well, I think one thing that struck me is just how, like I was saying, how many different ways there are to be a local musician. You know, you have someone like Abdu who hosts a lot of... or like co-organizes a lot of shows at venues like The Crown and is really involved in actually planning shows here. And then you have someone like Susan Alcorn, who's a transplant but is recording here and making music here and performing, collaborating with people at Peabody. And then, like I mentioned, Womb, who relocated to Baltimore from Chicago to make music here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Who is
Womb? Womb is a musical duo. It's a little synthy. I'm not really sure how to describe their sound. They use a lot of synths. It's sort of hypnotic and repetitive and soothing in the music that they make. But they have been making music here in Baltimore. They just released an album after relocating here in 2013. So there's a really great profile of them by Shannon Gormley, who used to be one of our interns, and it's really well done. So if you want to learn more about them, you should read that.
I have to. Because I mean, Kemet Dank, I don't know. I mean, a lot of things you covered, I have not heard their music.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that I really love about this issue is that we managed to get musicians who aren't the usual big names that you think of when you think of Baltimore music, you know, like Dan Deacon or Future Islands. And like I was saying, Kemet Dank mostly releases music over Instagram and uses social media a lot. And so he's big on those social media platforms, but maybe not in our mainstream discussions about Baltimore music.
So I don't know if you've had a chance to look at any of these pieces. Because this music scene in Baltimore, it's much deeper than most people give it credit for.
Yeah, I mean, Baltimore in general has a long, rich history of being a musical city, and especially I noticed one thing when I tour. A lot of people are excited that I'm from Baltimore, and the first thing, of course, they bring up is Baltimore club music. And I think a lot of people that's from here and that live in the city don't realize how valued that sound is all over the country and all over the world. And people definitely get excited for some reason to be in the presence of a Baltimore artist, I feel like. And this city has a lot of things going on. I think what makes it hard for a lot of non-locals to realize that, as far as like the people that's doing stuff right now, is the lack of, I guess, national publicity that we get. You know, a lot of people do know Dan Deacon and Future Islands, but a lot of people don't know a lot of the other musicians that are also putting out albums constantly and touring that exist here too. But then there's the other side of it where a lot of people know the main, like the street rappers like Lil Scooter and Young Moose too, mm-hmm. but they don't know like the other rappers who do, I guess, like a more alternative or punk kind of rap and hip hop.
So and before we run out of time here, and I wanted to come out, there are some other pieces in here. We won't have time to get to them all, but in a couple minutes that we have left. But the one piece I read very quickly was on Susan Alcorn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've not heard her music that I can remember, but it sounds really interesting and different from the other pieces.
Yeah, definitely. She's definitely doing a very different style of music and performance than everybody else that we covered. She's a pedal steel guitar player, and the article talks about how she, you know, was playing music in Texas for a really long time because you could play at, you know, like line dance shows and stuff down there. And now she's doing pedal steel guitar takes on Argentinian tango, which are two things you might not.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not two things you would necessarily think would go together.
And the one piece I would be remiss if I didn't throw out here is producer mm-hmm. Stephanie Mavronis.
Yes.
Here on the Mark Steiner Show has an incredibly good piece that actually started this program that she did on the Confederate monuments.
Yeah, and so she's talking about what we should do with all of the what we should do with the Confederate monuments if we decide to take them down. And she says that, you know, we shouldn't take them down and destroy them, because then it's trying to erase or ignore the part of our history that shows that these were in Baltimore and were being honored, and that instead we could find a way to use them to create a conversation about our history that people can learn from.
It was a great piece. And I would say she gave me a shout out in that piece, because the idea that we should take all these monuments, Confederate monuments, and move them to a special park dedicated mm-hmm. to ending race and racism in America, so we can actually discuss them and see them there, put them in a place where they belong, and
yeah,
not as public monuments to bow our heads down to. But anyway,
yes.
Let me say once again, it's always great to have you on the show. Anna Walsh, managing editor and Eats and Drinks editor for the City Paper, and Abdu Ali, DJ, musician, and writer back in Baltimore, gets us the special music issue, pop it out all across Baltimore, and read it. You'll learn many new things, as I did in this new issue. Abdu Ali is performing this Saturday night at the Crown, along with Scotty B, DJ Angel Baby, and paying tribute to Baltimore club legend Miss Tony this Saturday night at 1910 North Charles Street at 9 p.m. So thank you both so much, and as always, Anna, great to have you with us.
Yep, always a pleasure.
And folks, thank you all for being part of this program, as you always are. We wouldn't be here without you. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andrea Melton. Our intern and Dan History Research producer is Sienna Greaves. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. We're going out with Queen Majesty by Dennis Brown, who passed away on this day in 1999. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show, share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org, or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care. Speak to you.